If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Okay, let's dive into the right-wing world with Carl first, shall we, kids? Here we go. Oh, hit this guy again.
Yeah.
Brian Fisher?
American Family Radio.
Yes. Yes, sirree. He's, you know, leave it to him to suss out what the real assault is all about.
Everybody is gang tackling Todd Akin. Now, you talk about a forcible situation. You talk about somebody being a victim of kind of forcible assault. That would be Todd Akin.
Oh, my God.
You know who doesn't agree with that?
Who?
Todd Akin.
Yes.
Wow.
Todd Akin says that he misspoke and that, you know, he's trying to cover his rear end the best he can.
Yes, and we know that in politics, misspoke means I'm very sorry for revealing what an incredible douchebag I actually am.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yes. And, you know, we should not forget who Brian Fisher is. Brian Fisher is a nut job who once said that too many Indian Americans were winning spelling bees.
Yes.
What?
So that's where he comes from. He's from the American Family Association.
No real American should be able to spell maize. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not that kind of Indian.
People from India.
Indian.
Oh, sorry.
Stephanie.
Yeah.
No American should know how to spell chutney. Why don't you go that direction?
Pardon me.
Yeah. So he's a complete creep and nutball who will back up any right-wing idiotic evangelical thing that a right-winger spouts.
Yeah, that was fairly horribly offensive. So he was saying that it's really not women being forcibly raped that's the problem. It's people pointing out that him making those comments, was it appropriate? That's the real
rape. Well, and, you know, for the last 2 weeks, Brian Fisher's been talking about how there needs to be an underground railroad to take the children of lesbian and gay parents away from them.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Right. There needs to be a homophobic Harriet Tubman. Yes,
sure.
I recall that.
Take them straight to India.
Yeah.
Where they can learn to spell chutney.
Shush. Okay. Oh, at least I get Sean Hannity in right-wing world.
Yes,
if
you
I couldn't
do.
Have him, the magic
oh,
of him
yeah.
live
You know,
last
can
night.
We talk about that? There was a lot of outrage on the interwebs. People
yes.
were really excited. People actually set their DVRs to
I know,
Fox.
Right?
I was not surprised, Stephanie. We've had this conversation before.
George Slattery mailed. He won his betting pool. He said that I knew there was no way Hannity was going to go head-to-head live.
Every couple months, I get a call from a nice young Fox News producer who finds me online somehow. And says, would you like to come on Fox and Friends or Hannity or O'Reilly? Yeah. And I say, yes, I would.
Why, yes, I would.
And then an hour later, after they've Googled or run my name up the flagpole, there's always, we double booked and maybe next time. And then I never hear from them ever again.
Well, I do Fox and Friends all the time. But after last New Year's Eve, I was on and I actually, you know, got them to say the word sexy liberal on the air.
Oh, dear.
And after that, I've never been invited.
Yeah,
back.
That's
the only
it
sexy
for you.
They're interested is B-roll of Hooters waitresses whenever they're talking about
Hooters waitresses.
Right.
Yeah, and you know what, Steph?
This happened to me with O'Reilly. You could tell it was some hapless new producer. But no, Sean and I are friends of a sort from our, you know, from radio. And so, this was deliberate. But what happened is I was going to pre-tape.
Mm-hmm.
They asked me to pre-tape, and then I thought better of it. I went, no way. They're gonna edit me. They're going
to make you sound like an insane.
So I said, no, I'm going to do it live. The producer's like, okay, you know, whatever to make you feel comfortable. I'm like, oh, and I know that's your primary concern at Fox is making your liberal guests feel comfortable. And then sure enough, I bet you when Sean got in and found out I was live, I was like, she's like, oh, we've re-jiggered the show and there's
the studio's flooded.
We're so glad we're in contact because in the future.
I was quite looking forward to you saying something along the lines of, look, I don't support President Obama.
edited with a meat axe.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting because I watched the show last night wondering why couldn't they have Stephanie on, and I realized it was because Sean had to have a very important conversation about Israel with noted Jew Liz Cheney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw that. I thought maybe I was going to interrupt there the Brokeback Mountain scenes with Paul Ryan from Monday. Okay, Sean, here he is.
Democrats are desperately attempting to tie the Republican presidential and vice presidential contenders to the recent controversial comments made by embattled Missouri Senate candidate Todd Akin.
But
that's right, despite
Republican.
The fact that Mitt Romney and his running mate, Paul Ryan, immediately denounced the congressman's
immediately?
Comments
no.
and called for him to drop out of the race, while the left liberals are pathetically attempting to suggest that Romney and Ryan actually agree with Akin.
Okay, if they had me on pre-taped, here's then I would have, let's go to Liberal Stephanie Miller, and I would have said, I hate my vagina. And that'd been it. And then, okay, that's
sure.
all she had to say.
Obama is a Ken.
Yeah.
Number one, liberals are the ones begging Aiken to stay in the race.
Yes.
Yeah. The only reason that Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, and the right-wingers want Aiken out of the race is because they didn't want him in as the nominee in the first place. Claire McCaskill made the smart political move
right.
a few months ago before the primary of running some creative ads that got him elected to be the Republican nominee.
Which is what Obama should have done for Herman Cain.
No, exactly. Instead my father starred in Herman Cain videos.
That's right.
All right.
Google it. It's scary.
Google it. All right.